While our nook of the world has largely been spared from emergencies at a communal scale, by definition, these happen unexpectedly. That said, they are not unheard of. Summers have become the fire and drought season and winter the flood and power outage time of year. Lurking in the realm of the unknown are earthquakes and ensuing coastal inundation as well as sea level rise. Being resilient and somewhat self-sufficient during such events requires foresight and planning. There are many ways to foster resilience for such times, including a redundant source for heat, like a fireplace. Now is a great time to invest in one with the Wood Smoke Reduction Program rebates available through Cothet Regional District and BC Lung Association. Residents replacing an outdated, polluting stove with an EPA-certified model can receive up to $750, or $1,000 for installing a heat pump without decommissioning an existing EPA-certified stove. Higher rebates are available for First Nations residents. Learn more at letstalktrash.ca. Only those living off-grid are likely to think about being fully responsible for their own power. When electricity goes out, it sets off a domino effect that includes food spoilage. To plan ahead, ensure your fridge temperature is set to as less than or equal to 4 degrees Celsius and freezer to as less than or equal to minus 18 degrees Celsius. Invest in a fridge or freezer temperature gauge strip to monitor this in a power outage. Maintain temperatures by not opening the fridge or freezer unless necessary. Having 72 hours of shelf-stable food in your pantry, including pet and baby food, helps. Be sure to have a handheld can opener and to keep this food off of the floor to prevent contact with contaminated water. Unopened fridges keep food cool for approximately 4 hours, while full, unopened freezers stay frozen for 48 hours, or 24 hours if half full. It is not advised to place food outside to keep cool, even in winter, as it can attract animals and also be warmed in the sun. When food does spoil, it should be disposed of in the garbage or, more ideally, composted. Curbside pickup services can be interrupted in times of emergency, due to road closure or system overload, however. Staging grounds for drop-off of waste, compost and recycling may be part of the temporary change in services. Stay informed with waste-related alerts, special collection notifications and pickup reminders with the Cothet WasteWise app. In the case of an emergency evacuation order, it is advised to have 3 mm thick plastic bags on hand to put all food that will spoil or leak into. This greatly facilitates cleanup efforts after the fact and makes unnecessary disposal or recycling of fridges and freezers due to staining less likely. Fridges and freezers contain freon gas, which must be removed by a professional. When dropping off these items at the transfer station, do not place them in the scrap metal pile. Inform staff, and they will direct you to the appropriate location. These items are now free to dispose of through the Major Appliance Recycling Roundup, MAR, program available at Augusta Recyclers. Community-level emergencies come in many shapes and sizes. Residents are invited to mark their calendars for Saturday, May 6, to attend the Emergency Preparedness Fair happening in the parking lot area of Town Center Shopping Mall. This is an interactive, family-friendly event. With some preparation and a little luck, no power can be no problem, or at least less of a shock to your household. Let's Talk Trash is contracted by Cothet Regional District to deliver its waste reduction education program. For more information, email info at letstalktrash.ca or go to letstalktrash.ca.